Ice cream for breakfast. That's the topic of today's little chat. Welcome back to an episode of me, Josh Withers, wedding celebrant, having a chat about weddings. It's been called The Rebels Guide's Getting Married, and it is, but this month is a little bit different. Well, see, it still is Rebels Guide's Getting Married. But it's also part of a 29-day challenge that I'm putting out to lots of my friends in business, just to create content, just to actually create something new, something just interesting, relevant, helpful. I honestly believe that one of the biggest voids in the world today is just original good content. Just people like you and me sharing our stories, our knowledge, our experiences. It's an intricate part of being human. But on the internet, we're more prone to share other people's stuff instead of our own. So that's what I'm doing today. And today's topic on the 29-day challenge is ice cream for breakfast. Not where to get it and how to have it. Thanks, Cam, for your video of you actually getting it this morning. Legend. But it's actually about today. Today's February 1, and on the 1st of February every year, it's International Ice Cream for Breakfast Day, which is about a mum in North America on a snowy morning, just to try and brighten the day. She made ice cream for breakfast for her kids. And it's just a fun, like, it has no real spiritual, social value, but there is this value in actually making lemonade out of lemons. It's this value in trying to find the good in something that could be viewed as not so good. I just experienced exactly that kind of circumstance. I'm currently in Melbourne at the Mantra. Shout out to Mantra for a shitty room. There we go. It's fine. It's just not that fancy. But I just married the beautiful Alex and Tanisha at Lofter's Croft. No, I'm not saying it right. It's out in the middle of nowhere. Beautiful place. You'll see some photos and stuff on my Instagram. I arrogantly tell people that it never rains when I do a wedding ceremony, which to this day mostly remains true. There's been the odd wedding that's been rained out. Shout out to my friends and fam who have experienced that. And I'll never forget that Australia Day weekend in Brisbane. You know who you are. That's just a reference to two people. If you get that, please message me, guys. But rain on your wedding day, it's something people don't want. There's songs about it. There's always those people who talk about it being lucky or not good. There's a couple aspects to that, though. First of all, in Australia, if it rains today, thank God, we want it to rain. So if it was to rain on your wedding day, you know what? That thing we all wanted, we just got. Hallelujah. Even if it was in a place where we weren't in drought and the nation wasn't on fire and global warming wasn't destroying our beautiful planet, then rain isn't the worst thing that happens. There's an Italian saying, sposo bagnato, sposo fortunato, which means wet bride, lucky bride. Acknowledging that when it rains, that's not a negative thing in our land. It's a good thing. It means that there's new growth. It means that all of our businesses will do well because agriculture, farming, it all flows into the economy because it rains. But there will be fresh rain on your property means that you are blessed, that this is a good day. And if it were to rain on your wedding day, you know what? We got wet like we did earlier when we had a shower. So there's no real wisdom in this apart from the fact that don't stress about a wet weather backup. Don't lose your shit if it rains. Just embrace the fact that today is a good day that you're getting married. And if it rains, then that's what it is. So that Alex and Tanisha, like, they're just like taking on their chin. This is like a good day. Everyone else is flipping out. Let everyone else flip out. Like, can't stop them. But for you on your wedding day, don't worry about weather stuff. Like, somewhere nearby, there'll be a roof. Like, if it's pouring, we'll just get under that roof. And that wet weather backup doesn't have to be perfectly styled and freaking out. Just let your wedding be the day that it is, the day that you enter marriage. And if it so happens to be beautifully styled and romantic and lovely, that's cool. But if it's just the two of you and a couple of friends huddled under a deck, keeping dry, and your celebrant like me is drenched from tip to toe, literally I am right now, my underwear is wet, then just let it be what it is. That's the ice cream today. Ice cream for breakfast. Let it rain on your wedding day. Who cares? If you want to enjoy more of this, The Rebels Guide is the website, therebels.guide for all the links to my podcast and YouTube and that kind of thing. And if you're interested in the 29-day challenge, look, today's day one. You've missed out on today's challenge. You can still do it. You're just obviously behind the eight ball. Jump onto www.29days.club. It's a 29-day content challenge. Just to challenge all of you to go there and create. This has been The Rebels Guide's Getting Married. My name's Josh Withers. I hope it rains on your wedding day.